Well, good morning, one. Good morning, all. Vance Rogers here, Saturday AM Live, and it is a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous spring day. Hopefully it is in your neck of the woods. Today we have with us Ruth Lowe. And Ruth, it's always like, what, 364 days a year in San Diego. Totally gorgeous, right?
It is gorgeous, sunny, and beautiful.
Goodness, how can you not have an amazing day being in until you get out on I-405.
That's further north. We don't have that here in San Diego.
Oh, you guys, not even a little bit south to down into Tijuana. There's never any traffic there.
Maybe some, but you know, it's so easy. Compared to L.A.
Yes, anything compared to L.A. Well, Ruth, you've not always lived in Southern California. Your unique journey, I believe, started in Illinois, correct?
Florida.
Oh, my goodness, Florida. I'm way off in my details. Well, before we get into what's current, there's a lot of people on the line or listening via recording that they've never heard the Ruth and Robert Lowe story, and I think everybody can relate to it because all of us at some point, and I just this morning, and I would encourage anybody who has not done this recently, this is something we should be doing daily, and I sat down this morning after I was done reading and looked at the five pillars for my own life and thought, okay, which ones do need to be tweaked? And what am I going to tweak in the next 90 days, or am I tweaking and working on? And most of us, when we get introduced to Nikan, like you guys, you and Robert, there's some things that are out of balance. So take us back to the beginning, which is what, 15, 18 years ago, 20? How long has it been?
17.
17, okay. Good guessing on my part. So
yes.
Take us back.
Okay, so 17 years ago, actually prior to Nikan, I was a CPA by trade. And worked lots of hours, 6 days a week, 7 days a week, 70 hours a week. It was crazy. Hired a live-in nanny for my oldest because, you know, I go to work at 7 in the morning, come home at 11 o'clock at night. So it's kind of crazy. When I was pregnant with my second child, which is the same age as McKenna, and then I said to Robert, you know what, I would really like to take a year off because I want to spend some time with the kids. We have enough money in savings. We can eat peanut butter and jelly and mac and cheese, and we'll be fine. So he says, okay, but begrudgingly. But then after a year, I said to him, oh, I'm just way too busy to go back to work. I need to stay home. And then he freaked out. But, you know, and God is so good because right after I made that decision, Nikan came into my life. And I was introduced and I decided, well, I'll buy a necklace and insole for my grandmother, who was 87, that was on 7 medications because of side effects from each one of them. And within 3 days, she had a phenomenal result. And I thought to myself, oh, my goodness, what is this stuff? It's crazy. So...
Well, I have to ask you, I know the answer to this question, but for the group's sake, what was that phenomenal result for your grandmother?
So she had severe bone and joint discomfort. And she just, within 3 days, she called me and said, what is this stuff? And I thought, oh, crap, I'm in trouble now. And I said, I don't know, but why? And she says, let me tell you what I did. I got up this morning, got dressed, walked to church. Now, she's 87, lives in New York City in Chinatown. She has not gotten up and gotten dressed and walked to church in over 10, 12 years. And when that happened, I was like, oh, my goodness. So she felt the difference within a few days. But what I did was work with her doctor over 18 months' time, and we got her off of each one of those medications. By 88 and a half, she was completely med-free. So
wow.
It was huge for us, huge. And then my
wow.
own children had phenomenal results. My son was ADHD, never been on medications because of Nikan. That was a by accident thing that we didn't even know that would be a thing that would affect him. And both my children have had incredible health since being on, being on Nikan technologies. So. Yeah.
So that, until essentially, even though you did not, in any of those stories, did not have a significant, like, life-altering product experience yourself, you're still part of that. I think it's 91% of folks that get introduced to Nikan as this, you know, major Japanese wellness company
mm-hmm.
because of the products. That seems
Correct.
To be the drawing card.
Yeah. And that was a concern for me because I remember Laura Diamond saying, oh my goodness, can I really share this? And I myself haven't experienced something amazing. And she said, the first time somebody comes and gives you a hug and thanks you, all that's out the window. And she was absolutely right. So, so I started in Florida, went to New York, from New York. In Florida I went silver, in New York I went gold, moved to Chicago, went platinum, and then moved here to San Diego. So in the first 13 years of our Nikan journey, we moved four times.
Holy smokes. And that was by choice or because Robert's occupation?
Oh, you're right. Both.
Both.
Robert got job opportunities, and I said, have bags, we'll travel. Kids are young, I'm at home, and thank goodness we had Nikan. And we grew team members in these cities, and I will tell you today, I can send my children back to any of these cities and have very good friends from my Nikan family that I totally trust my children with.
Mm-hmm.
So the relationships we build is incredible.
And that definitely is apropos for so many of us that are on the line right now because we feel that way. And I remember learning long, long time ago before Stacy and I even had kids, and we were strolling down memory lane, having a graduate like you do with your youngest, our oldest, and getting swooshing everything up for a graduation party tomorrow night here, and going, what do we want to have on the TV, or what do we want to have laid out so people can see what these last 18 years have been like in her journey? And it was, we burned off a lot of lactoferrin last night, let's just say that, in tears of going down and watching it. And then it led into family discussions, because she wasn't even here. She's house-sitting for our athletic director at our high school. And always, kind of like what you alluded to, there's always opportunities out there to impact people's lives and generate income and, you know, that kind of thing. And McKenna definitely, I think she saw that, not only in us, but in other members of the Nikan family, saying,
mm-hmm.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Why not? I mean, always, not so much multitasking, but always multi-earning and developing yourself and finding out other ways to say, hey, this I enjoy doing this, so why don't I get paid to do it? And I know that's for you. One other note that I always try to bring up, you're the only person in Nikan's history that I know of that's won a very, I want to be careful with my words here, non-affordable car for most Americans.
Okay, so yeah, just real quick, when I first started, there was a contest, and I won in the whole country for top sales for 3 months. And at the time, I had a one-year-old and a seven-year-old. But, you know, God is so good. I had an amazing team. It really was not me, but they were just on fire. And a week before the contest ended, Nikan posted a list. I was, like, number, I don't know, 7 or 10 or something like that. I had the list somewhere. And I just thought to myself, oh, my goodness, I can do anything in a week. So we went all out, massive action in a week. And it was crazy. And one evening, the last day of the month, we put over $25,000 worth of volume through because everybody just came in and, you know, a necklace here, a sleep system there, whatever, air filter, whatever. It was just crazy. And we won that was in 2001 at the time. We won a Mercedes-Benz, a 300 series. And I insisted on getting a station wagon because I carpooled four kids to school. And so I did. And they wired $49,000 to the Mercedes dealer for me. And I remember the salesman said, Lady, what do you do? And I said, you know, I'm an at-home mom, and I've just been able to help so many people feel better, and I'm a wellness consultant. And I just knew. He was, like, rolling his eyes. His jaw dropped down. But it was pretty cool, and we drove that car for many years, took it to New York and to Chicago, and as it got older, we traded in and got a minivan, and still, trading value was still, what, $18,000 or something like that. It was craziness.
Right. No, it's one of those things that, for some folks, you lost them at $25,000 in volume and orders in the last day of the month. I think is what showed, you know. You lost a lot of it because we can't even fathom that. That's like somebody, Bill Gates saying that he's only going to leave $10 million to each one of his kids. You know, we're like, boy, we're happy if we leave them $10,000, you know. It's unrelatable to a lot of folks. Yet, I love the fact that you just said, and I wrote this down, when the dealer asked you, Lady, what do you do? Stay-at-home mom. I mean, that's unheard of, but yet it is very relatable to most. I think one of the things that, because there's a long, and we won't go into all the details, but going back to something you said as the Nikan family, not only just that your kids could land in any one of these cities where you guys once lived and have, you know, I mean, really close family members, but what takes place amongst those of us who are in the trenches and have made that decision. And I love the way that Ben Woodward has taught us that a decision in medieval times means an act of self-denial, a killing, a cutting away. That say, this is what we're doing. You made that last fall. And you know, and I'll never forget that driveway that I pulled off into. And I see your picture and your number come up on my phone. I went, wow, Ruth never calls me. I wonder what this is. I better take this. You know, I told these people I'm coming, but they can wait. They were customers of ours and still are. And you asked me the question, what are you and Stacy doing to tie for first place in this contest? And I don't want to go into all the great details, but something happened in you that day that, you know, these contests tend to do one of two things. They either get us really excited, or we fall into that mode that some people tend to do, and, well, I never win anything. That definitely does not describe Ruth Lowe. Tell us about what happened last fall, because I think even though it was in the past, it's definitely applicable to May 20th, 2011 and beyond, in not just contests, but everyday living and pursuing the five pillars of health, a balanced lifestyle, what Kaizen means. What happened in you and what continues to happen on a daily basis?
Well, yeah, I mean, speaking to you is pivotal and for me making...
Thank you. I'll get the check in the mail. That's what I wanted to hear right now. It was more pivotal to me, but...
So, I spoke with Rachel Dayton, who had won the month before, and I thought to myself, oh my goodness, these are people I love and adore, and I, you know, once I understood where the heart was coming from, like, you know what, I can do this. And so the decision is absolutely the first thing. And, you know, Mike Demetra taught us that for many years also, that once you make the decision, then you just figure out, you don't have to know how it's going to get done. And I got to tell you, I did a lot of praying and a lot of thanking God for all that he's already given me. So I know it was under my own capabilities. But just to really understand, okay, I'm going to figure it out. And it's okay. It's okay not to know how it's going to get done. But I just know, I know that I know that I want to do this. And for us, we're much older than you. Our 30th anniversary is coming up this year. And I thought,
what number?
30. We're going to be married 30 this year. So I thought to myself, Robert is not going to spend thousands of dollars and take me on to a really nice trip. And when I saw this was a 5-star diamond hotel, and I thought, you know, with airfare and everything, I'm like, Robert is not going to spend $7,000 or $8,000 to take me away. You know, he's just not. We have a wedding in a few weeks, and we have one going to college, and we didn't know where she was going to college and how much it would cost us. So I thought, okay, you know what? I'm going to win this trip so that we can celebrate our 30th anniversary. And that was the thing that I decided that, you know, I can do this. And so when I made that decision is when everything just started. Orders were coming left and right. It was crazy. And then people were saying that, you know, they wanted to join. And you know, it was just really crazy. But I think once you make that decision and your momentum is all going in one direction, things just happen because all that, you know, you have decided... God has decided, and everybody else around you can feel your energy, and it's pretty cool when that happens. But you do have to be creative. I don't know if you want me to share this.
I do. I went because those of us who were in Salt Lake, when was that? I don't even remember the
January.
Date.
January.
Oh, yeah, the end of January. I just remember it was very cold and snowy.
I had to put a long sleeve shirt under. So I am the kind of person that needs physical, tangible things. I don't know. I just needed something. This was a big goal for me to win Team Kaizen. And so I called the Fairmont Mayakoba in Cancun and talked to the lady in the gift shop. And I said, I want to buy a souvenir T-shirt. And she goes, oh, ma'am, the only thing we have is this, you know, golf polo shirt. We only have one for women. We have 15 for men, go figure. And they only had one, and it happened to be hot pink, and they had it in my size, and they had it in a medium. And so I thought, okay, that's fine. And she goes, and I said, so how much is it? She goes, $79. And I thought, oh, my goodness, $79 for a polo shirt? And so I thought, okay, Ruth, are you going to do this or not? So I said to her, okay. I called her the next day. I said, I will do it. So can you just mail it to me? And she says, oh, no, sorry, ma'am. You know, it's coming from Mexico. We must do a Federal Express. And I'm like, oh, how much is that? And she said, $55. And I thought, oh, now it's going to be $134. And I just thought for a moment. I thought, you know, Ruth, you just bite the bullet and do it. So I gave her my credit card. I got it in 2 days. And I remember opening the package and, you know, opening the FedEx package and taking it out. And this pink, hot pink, beautiful, soft, it was just an amazing polo shirt. I've never had anything like this. And I just kind of hugged it and smelled it. And just, it is just, I'm like, this is it. I want to be there. And so I had the shirt on every Monday when I had my Platinum Alliance call. And and the days I didn't wear it, and it was clean, you know, and then I would put it draped over the back of my chair. It was with me all the, you know, every day when I was doing my business, it was having my back, so to say. It was draped around behind my chair, and I needed that to propel me to always remember what my goal was. And so I highly recommend you guys have to find something that you know the reason why you want to do it. And I guess I could have taken my wedding picture or something, but that just didn't feel as good.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Robert. Does the guy ever smile? I mean, I've got all these pictures of him in my phone. Of course, the guy never smiles. So.
Yes, we're truly opposites. He's very opposite from me, but that's why we compliment each other. So,
oh, you guys.
He rolled his eyes for sure when he saw that. I'm like, look, isn't this gorgeous? And he was like, really? You spent all that money to do that? That's crazy. So, yeah, but it's okay. I love my shirt, and every time I wear it, it makes me feel happy.
Well, I want to go back to something you said that, you know, Robert would never, because we should be frugal, we should be, you know,
yes,
money conscious, and you said Robert would never spend that kind of money to celebrate us on a 30th anniversary, and that truly was your motivator.
Yes.
Because Stacy and I are the same way. I mean, we had a very intense discussion last night trying to figure out how many things we want to get done, what are the big things before tomorrow night's graduation party, and I caught a text that she sent to one of our family members who wasn't able to make it to a concert Thursday night, that both our oldest two girls were playing in their last concert together with the symphonic band. And we looked at the calendar and we're going, and she actually, I don't know if it's this bad, but every night for the next, like, some like 29 days, there's something going on. And she broke down last night and said, Vance, we need some time for just us. And I said, yeah. And I almost jokingly said, and I know better, okay, than to say these things, but it went through my mind, well, we have tons of spare time between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m., what's the big deal? We could talk then. No, I didn't do that. So please don't send me any text or email. But that motivation for you and Robert, because I saw the twinkle in his eye while we were in Cancun and celebrating this accomplishment, because I know it was a team effort for not only you and Robert, but your kids, your team of Nikan family members got involved. And how would you encourage people who are on the line? I watched something, and I would encourage you, everybody who's, I don't know how to drive Facebook yet. I'm still working on getting my official driver's license, all right? I'm on it, but something was passed on to me this week from Jeannie Zeden, and thank you, Jeannie, for doing that. She texted it to me, and I can't even figure out how to share it with other people. But Michael DiMuccio, who you referenced, shared something, and maybe Jeannie's on the line. She could hit *6 really quick and say what day, so people who are on Facebook can not only friend Michael DiMuccio if you haven't yet, but go find that clip, because I've tried to find it on YouTube, and Ruth, I don't know if you know which one I'm referencing, Power of Affirmations or some, it's basically a bunch of interviews with Hollywood celebrities. And they were Denzel Washington and Matt Damon and Will Smith. So many of them were in a room talking about exactly what you said. Go get something that motivates you to accomplish that goal.
And I do affirmations. I do affirmations every morning, every night. I think it's important because it keeps in the forefront of my brain, and that's why I do them.
And explain, give us, pick one of the five pillars. Okay, you talked about the pink shirt, but let's pick one that's always healthy body. Okay, healthy body is the first pillar. Okay, if we don't take care of this temple that God gave us, everything else is all for naught, right?
Right. So I have one that says, I love doing my exercise and drinking the right amount of water every day with grace and with ease.
Mm.
And I have to say it in the way that I love it and that I like things to flow. I don't want it to be difficult. I want everything to be with grace and with ease. I want it to be just flowing, I guess is what it is. So that's one of my healthy ones. But even when I was going for the Team Kaizen, I am Team Kaizen with grace and with ease, and it all feels so perfectly aligned. And just, I feel like, and I had to feel it. That's one of the things. I had a team member, Karen Williams, we used to text each other. We'd say, okay, my affirmations are done, and I would text her, and she would say, good job, and then she would text me, my affirmations are done. And I'd be like, awesome job. You know, so we'd encourage each other, and we did that every day. But one of the things she said to me was that, you have to feel it, Ruth. You're not just saying it. Because there was a time I was writing them like 30 times because I thought I needed to get it ingrained in my brain. But what I was missing was the feeling of how I would feel when this truly is. I have to live it and believe it and feel it as if it already has happened. And so I think affirmations are very powerful, and they keep me focused is why I use them.
You know, and I know there's two categories of people on the line right now or listening to the recording, is that we can go one of two directions. Oh, yeah, I need to be doing more of that. Or, oh, come on, isn't that kind of hocus-pocus, new agey, ethereal? What would you say to that second group of people, the ones that are kind of throwing it out because, yeah.
Well, but to me, I mean, I include that in my prayer. You know, when I am talking to God, I thank Him for all that He's given me. I thank Him for the opportunity. So I don't feel like it's a woo-woo stuff. I feel like it's me, you know, declaring and thanking God and being grateful. It's with a grateful heart. It's with gratitude that I do it. So I don't know. I feel like, I think people that I know personally understand the love of my faith, and so I don't feel like it's wooey stuff. I feel like it's my chance to thank God and to praise Him for all that He's given us and just know that it's going to happen because He always provides for me. He always does. I truly feel like when I'm really at the point where I can really trust Him, where I no longer have to worry, that's when things happen. I tell you time and time again. So that's part of what my affirmations support that. So.
The reason I bring this up, and it's not just because Ben Woodward talked about it and the leadership call this week, but it's one of those things that really has been a driving force for Nikan, I believe, since before they were even incorporated in 1975, back in Fukuoka, Japan. You look at Mr. Masuda's, you know, history, and what he struggled with as a employee of the transit system there in Japan, in that small city where he lived, and then son born with a physical abnormality, and I know I didn't pronounce that right, but major issues going on, and yet he chose to say, wait a second, you know, if it's to be, it's up to me. All these other things that we realize that, hey, this is my lot in life. This is the deck of cards that I've been dealt. This is the hand that I need to play. So let's do it.
Let's make the best of it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
You know?
And that's the thing about making the decision. If you don't decide and you do nothing, you are where you are, right? But when you decide and do something, it's going to take you forward because it's not going to take you backwards. I mean, because the things that you want are in front of you, not behind you. So I feel like there's no risk. It's almost like our technology to tell people, well, try it. If it doesn't work, you're not getting any worse. That's the worst case scenario, right? You stay where you are. But if you try it and you do it and it becomes successful and you feel better, wow, that's a win, right? So
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's the same way when we make our decisions to do Team Kaizen or to whatever it is when it comes to our business. To go out and talk to three people. Go text 10 people today. Guaranteed you'll get 3 appointments minimum for next week.
Mm-hmm.
There's baby steps that we can take.
And all of us can do that. All of us can reach out. And there's so many things that I want to share. But, fantastic. Thank you, Jeannie. I will include that in my email next week, that reference, that link. That's what I was... I'm still, because of our trip to Mexico, both our computer and our phone, somehow they got interfaced, and these Mexican corruption minions took over my phone while we were there. Even yesterday, something happened on my phone that I went, well, that's a new one. And they said, you know, we might be able to try and fix it. I said, you know, have at it. Emily, the 15-year-old daughter, who's really technologically savvy with this, try to fix it. But Jeannie Zeden sent me the link that Michael DiMuccio shared this week. It's like a 3-5 minute clip, I think. Not 35, but just very, very short. And I watched a longer version of it yesterday morning, and it really, really brought this front and center that we really, as Nikan consultants, we have got to make these decisions. And as Ben, if you'll watch the video that Ben shared on Tuesday morning, that it's these daily little things that we need to do. And for me, for Vance Rogers, and I know, Ruth, you're the same way, it's learning how to say no to the things that are really good, because those are often the enemy of the best. And that when we do that, God seems to open up more and more opportunities to the things that we really want.
Mm-hmm. He does.
And so one of the things that you're doing, and I'd like to finish with this, one of the things that you're doing right now to get on the plane to Japan, and I know some people they're saying right now, because I've received the emails, the texts, the phone calls, when are you going to stop talking about Japan? That's the question I keep hearing. Not from very many, but there are, I know some that's not even a goal for them. But for those of us who want to go to Japan, or we have some other very attainable goals in those five pillars, maybe it might be to get into the physical body that God intended us. Maybe it would be to really develop a better, healthy family. Maybe there's some severe dysfunctionalism. What are you doing right now to make those attainable goals, those affirmations you're saying? What's something you do every single day? Because you shared already that you cover those. But give us one of Ruth Lowe's secrets for getting on the plane to Japan a year from now, developing those four silvers, maintaining that 500 quality enrollment every month.
You know, I don't know if there's a secret. One of the things I am committed to doing is I listen to Ben Woodward every Tuesday, because he is a phenomenal trainer. But the core consulting picture is on my front board, and I do my best to check off every one of those things every day, because that's what keeps me focused. I'm a pretty simple person. I'm not looking to do anything that's difficult. So what keeps me going every day is, okay, let's fill up my calendar, let's get out there and talk to people, let's go do fun things, right? So that's, I personally want to be having fun and being happy. And when I go out and do those things is when I meet people. And then just one thing leads to another. It gets me appointments, and it gets me to have lunch, to go walking. So I think the secret thing is to do the simple things every single day. And if you can't commit to every single day, can you commit to 3 times a week, you know, to do something? But to do nothing doesn't get you anywhere. So even the smallest step, I think that's, for me, what keeps me driving. Okay, Ruth, just do one or two simple things today. Not tomorrow, but today. What can I do today? And that's what I challenge myself to keep me going. And ultimately, it will get me to where I'm going, because I know where I want to be, but I don't know how I'm going to get there. But if I do those simple things, like with the core consultant tree, I call it, all those components, listening, reading, you know, talking to somebody, when I do all those things, it keeps me going, gives me a purpose, it keeps me going forward, and that's important. I don't know if it's a secret. It's something that we've been taught.
Well, yeah, I don't think there are any secrets.
No, this is quite straightforward.
Yeah, and because more often than not, we think there's a secret, that we're looking, that magic bullet or that silver lining, and it's right there. It's always right there in front of us, and God helps those who help themselves. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, and I read a quote this week, and I can't quote it exactly, like on Tuesday or Wednesday, And something along the lines of that when we take that first step in obedience and doing the right thing, it seems like the windows of heaven open up. And I have this visualization in my mind that God is looking and watching and saying, look at Vance, if when you take, not if, but when you take that first step, watch what I'm going to do. And I shared this last week, that Psalms 5 verses 3, I think, 5 verse 3, I think it is, that at sunrise, Lord, you hear my voice. At sunrise, I plead my case to you, and I watch expectantly. And maybe you can't see the sunrise from, well, I mean, you're seeing more sunsets, but we can from our house. And even if it's on a cloudy, rainy day, I know it's there. And some days it's easier to visualize that than others, but I think it's vitally important. So I encourage you folks to find it. I will get it in my email next week. I'm not going to send it out now. You can find it on YouTube. Again, like I said, Mike DiMoscio shared it on Facebook this week. It's really, really powerful. And this is something that all of us can do and need to do. And we can live these five pillars in balance. So, Ruth, I want to say thank you again. And I know you're getting tired of me saying this over and over, that, you know, Stacy and I got to enjoy Mexico because of that phone call you made to us. And some of us, maybe we need a phone call. We need an accountability partner. We need somebody. Go find somebody to be with your team. And it may not be who you think it is. But somebody to help hold you accountable, to inspire you to do the things that you know you want to do. And Ruth, I know you've got that, and several people. And like begets like. And if we focus on becoming the person we want to be, then God is going to magically just bring people into our lives. And if a few knuckleheads come in and block those people, we got to make some tough decisions. Say, you know, I don't know if I'd ever say this to anybody. You're not healthy for me. But maybe in our minds we need to say that and not cut them off, but say, you know, maybe I could spend a little less time with them because I'm not the one to help them get to where they want to be, and they're definitely dragging me down. And, you know, Ruth, I know you and Robert have done that over the years, and it's easier when you're relocating.
Yeah.
But again, I would say, do you have, and this is kind of a loaded question, have you developed one of the four or two of the four of the silvers, or are you guys going a different route?
We're still looking to define silvers. We decided at the get-go that we're not pushing or pulling anybody or dragging anybody. We really want it to be something that they want to do. So that's what we're looking for. We have one or two people that are leaning towards going silver, but haven't made the actual decision. So I'm hoping that in time, you know, we'll just have to see. I'm not sure how this is all going to work out, but I just know it will. So.
Yeah. Julie Tara said it best last Saturday. Japan's done. I've already decided it's done. I can visualize myself, and I think for me, I saw a package of sushi in a refrigerator section this week, and I went, Japan is done. I'm not going to eat sushi that was prepared yesterday or the day before. I'm going to eat sushi that was prepared fresh, right in front of me, rolled, sliced, I know it's fresh. And for some of you, you're going, Vance, that's disgusting. I wouldn't eat raw fish. When you've had real sushi, right, Ruth? Real sushi is amazing, correct?
It is. Well, thank you so much, Vance. I appreciate your time.
No, thank you, Ruth, again, because there's so many things that you and Robert are doing every day that are an inspiration to so many folks, and I just want to encourage everybody. By the way, Ruth Lowe has been our guest this morning, if you came on a couple minutes late. Tuesday morning, Ben Woodward, it's the Zoom presentation. You can dial in via phone or all the information, the best of those Tuesday morning leadership calls are on magneticleaders.com, or they're also posted on theroyalalliance.com. And if you don't use a computer at home or you don't have access to one, go to the public library. Don't allow excuses or things, or I don't, or I can't, or just Go do it. Tap into it. Ben, Ruth, is there anybody that you've heard in your history of Nikan that, and I don't want to put Ben on such a pedestal, but...
No, he is wonderful. He just is from the heart, and you know, his background is tremendous for such a young man. And I love listening. I probably listen to at least 3 times a week, even though, you know, I'll go back and listen to the older ones, because I always am able to pick up some bullets, some nuggets to move forward. And that, by listening to and watching Ben on YouTube, has really kept me focused. And it keeps me, you know, with a to-do list, so to say, because every time I get off a call, I'm like, oh, I have room to do that. So I love Ben Woodward and Mike DiMuccio's YouTubes. But the Royal Alliance is how I go through, and I just click. And, you know, they're only 20 minutes. I mean, they're short. We need to have that fed into our brains and into our hearts. So absolutely love the training we received from Mike and Ben.
Yeah, wonderful. All right, Ruth, I will let you go because I know you have a full Saturday ahead of you, as do I. And thank you again. And if you know somebody that you think Ruth's story, maybe the testimony of her son dealing with, you know, what he dealt with, or grandma with the severe bone disorder, not being able to walk, or, you know, the inspiration of everything that she's done and what they've accomplished during their tenure with Nikan, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where all these calls get posted. And thanks again always to our webmaster, Steve Crowfoot, who will get that posted in a timely fashion, along with pictures and all the other wonderful stuff that's there. But I'm going to bid you farewell, Ruth, and then I'm going to open up the line for a little bit of Q&A. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you again.